Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and it is Monday, so I thought I would get into one of my topics that I really like to talk about. Well, yeah. Let me focus a little second here. I'm a little more on you guys out there listening to me today. Yeah. I think this is probably one of the most important things that you can focus on. Really, seriously. And that's why I brought up the subject of your personal beliefs and changing the ones that don't work. You know, they start at an early age. As Spirit said the other day, they start before you're born. These personal beliefs that keep you from achieving your goals. Now, everybody wants to achieve goals. They want a new job. They want to create money. They want a relationship. And what keeps you from achieving that is your goals. I mean, your beliefs about yourself. Now, you might say, well, that's crazy stuff, but it's your thoughts, and your thoughts come from your beliefs. And your actions spring off your thoughts. So I thought I'd get into that today a little bit and have an article on it. I also did some writing on it. I did a meditation. So we're going to do the meditation today. I know I'm a little off in a little different direction. If you have to call in and you want a message from one of your ancestors, or you want some advice about changing your beliefs. Now, these are not religious beliefs. So let's just kind of clarify that. When I use the word beliefs, you know, some people might think, well, you know, my personal religious beliefs. No. It's your personal beliefs. Like, I'm not worthy of money. That's a big one, right? Ooh, yuck. That's a yucky one, right? I believe I'm handsome. Well, that's a good personal belief. I am beautiful. I am. Everything you say after the words I am is a personal belief about yourself. I am sick. Well, that's your personal belief about your status right this moment. I am marvelous. That means that's what your personal belief is about right now. Now, if what you're saying is incongruent to what you deep-seated beliefs as a child, okay, and that you've compounded on as you've gotten older, that won't feel right. Because if you say I am beautiful, and if it doesn't feel good, that means that you're incongruent with your core belief about yourself. Makes sense? If you say I am handsome, and something inside you says, that's wrong. There's a problem there. Nope, there's a problem there. That means you're incongruent with that personal belief about yourself. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is those changing those personal beliefs. Now, what I've been doing the last few shows is what I want to do and start the show off. And since there's no callers at this time, this is a good opportunity to do that. Now, if you want my spirit guides to talk to you directly and me to channel a message for you, I can do that. It's kind of fun. I go away. They talk. I come back. And they're very loving, very kind, very gentle, but also straightforward. They don't mince words. They tell you like it is. Tell you like it is, right? We'll tell you like it is. Okay, so we'll do that. And so I'm going to channel first, and if you want to channel, work with them too, we can do that. But I'd like to get into your personal beliefs, and I'll do the meditation I came up with. I also found an article on it. Let's just see how much time we have left. For the article, because I want to do a lot of my own stuff for a while, okay, and work from there. So what are we doing? So I'm going away. I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you. If you've never experienced channeling or what I do as a channel, I'm a trance, not full trance. I don't go completely away and don't hear anything. I do hear what's going on, and they do come in. My spirit group, Sarah Group. Sarah Group is a group of individual teachers and masters who come in and with one voice have thoughts on subjects, okay? And so I'm kind of like an observer, I guess is a good way of putting it. I observe the process, but I'm not controlling the process. So I'm going to channel, they're going to talk about beliefs a little bit more, your personal beliefs, I think. I never know what they want to talk about. But we're assuming that since the subject of beliefs came up and I did some writing on it today for the book. Ooh, for the book. I'm working on the book. Yeah, I'm amazed that it to my own self because I'm this far along, you know, that I've written this much. You know, I've never really sat down through a whole completed set of articles and written this much at one time. I mean, over a period of time, but one theme. The theme is messages from source. You call it God, I call it source. And it's fun. It really is. And the last thing I wrote, which is we're going to talk about, I'm going to bring up later, is the meditation. They talk about changing your beliefs. Okay, so I'm going to go away. I'll shut up for a moment. Let them talk to you. Well, finally, George just kind of went into the background and let us speak a little bit more. We have to work with him a little bit to get him and pull him back and pull him back so he's not interfering with our messages, because we don't want it to be his messages. We don't want it to be something that is from his consciousness. Now, we pull out words from him and we pull out ideas that he may have had that we gave him. You know, a lot of what he gets is what we have given him. But that's true of all of you. You know, those original thoughts that you have, those ideas that you have, they're not yours. I know, we'll let you take credit for them, but they're not yours. They're from your ancestors, from your spirit guides, from angels. That's where you get those messages and you go, aha, I got it. I understand it. I can do that. Now, we will say it's some of it's from your higher self, but those messages that you get and those aha moments come from us, spirit teachers. We work it through you. We give it to your higher self and your higher self pushes it down to you and you go, oh, I know what to do now. That's how it works. Now, that wasn't the subject George wanted to talk about, but we just wanted to explain that every human being is open to and every human being receives messages from the non-physical world, being that your family members who are in the non-physical world or your spirit guides, every one of you. Pay attention. You may not pay attention. You may not go there. Okay? You may not go, that's craziness. I don't want to do that. And then we keep bringing it back up to you and bringing it back up to you, and you go, I don't want to do that. So sometimes you have to listen. You have to pay attention to that little voice inside you, because that's the voice of the divine, of the creation of the universe is speaking through you. Call it source energy. We call it source, source being everything. George was watching a TV show yesterday, and they were talking about his God. Well, God is everything. God is in everything. God is source. God is that energy that flows through everything, that life spark that flows through everything. You might say that source is this giant computer-like but passionate, loving computer-like energy that ties everything together. You're from source. You're an aspect of source. You're a part of source. When in your physical and in your non-physical forms, you are a part of source. Source runs through everything, is part of everything. And all you have to do is open up to it. All you have to do is accept it. That source, what you call God, is not separate from you. It's not in this far out place, you know, this distant galaxy that people have been searching for. Oh, God's out there in this particular galaxy or that particular galaxy. No. No. Stop. Don't go there. Leave it alone. God is right there, right now, with you, in you, part of everything around you, observing you, giving you love, constantly giving you love. That, you know, that source, God, is love. It It's that divine energy, that amazing creative divine force that flows through. You are the fingertips of God. I know we're off on a whole different tangent here. This is not what George expected from us, and we're fine with that, because we love to share this, because this is so important for you to understand that you are the fingertips of God. You are the pen. You're the instrument. You're the creative force that God works through. Well, we use the word God here because you're familiar with it and you're comfortable, or call it source. You are that instrument. You are the focal point of creating in your planet. Your thoughts, your ideas that spring forth from us, it's like you are that pin. You are the one who puts those bricks together and builds those buildings and writes those stories and makes those movies and writes that music and paints that art that you have been inspired to do from source, from God. That's your creative process. That's who you are, whatever it is, whatever you do. You could be a mother, which is a cool thing to be. We love mothers. We love children. But that's part of that creative force of bringing forth the next beautiful batch of life in the human form that will do amazing things on your planet. Now, we can talk about where everything has gone wrong and all the problems and all the difficulties on your planet and why you have such anger and why you have all these wars, but we don't want to go there. Not today. This is not the time to do that. This is the time to inspire you, to lift you up to a higher purpose, to tell you that you're amazing, you're beautiful, you can do anything you want to do. Now we're going to get back to what George wanted to talk about, which is the belief systems, because somewhere along in your process, somewhere in your early part of this particular lifetime, you started to adopt beliefs that say, no, you can't. You can't do that. You can't be this magnificent human being that's able to write these beautiful symphonies or make this beautiful art or create these magnificent buildings or do all of these amazing things in your life or play this beautiful athletic in these beautiful athletic arenas. No, you can't. You're not good enough. You've fallen short. You're a sinner. You can't do it. Those are false beliefs. You all have the ability and talent to use what you came into a lifetime to do and to use and to develop. You all have that magnificent gift and gifts to do incredible things. But you limit yourselves constantly. Now, we could preach at you all day long, and we could say you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. But you have to accept that concept that you can do it. It doesn't matter what age you are. You could be 18, or you can be 80. You can still do amazing, beautiful things. We talk to George all the time and go, no, you're not too old. Stop it. You can do this. We're going to help you. Just focus. Allow yourself to do it. Allow yourself to use your gifts and talents. Just do it. And we would say that to every one of you. Every one of you. Stop shackling yourself down. Stop putting chains on yourself that keep you from soaring, keeping you from doing everything you need to do in your lives. And so there, we put teachers on your planet. We inspire teachers to help you to see that, yeah, you can do it, that you, if you do this and this and this and this, you will get there. If you let go of this and this and this and this, you will get there. There are no limitations. There's only limitations you put on yourself. Absolutely, 100%. Now, we've gone on a little bit longer than we intended to do on this subject, only because we feel that really, seriously, run with the bulls. Take the adventures that you need to run, do in your life. Do things that you intended to do. Follow your passion, follow your bliss. If you make that decision, if you make that decision in your heart, in your soul, that I'm going to do this because that's why I'm here on this planet at this time, you will get the assistance that you need. You have to trust that you will get the assistance that you need to do those things. And you will soar. You will fly. You will be incredible. Just believe it. Start to accept it. And rid yourself of those false beliefs about yourself, those limitations that you developed at an early age and carry with you. You need to let that baggage go. You need to soar. The illustration we give to George all the time is like the hot air balloon. Once you cut those bags loose from the hot air balloon, it soars. Well, you got bags. You got lots of baggage, some more than others. So it's time to cut those bags loose and soar. So we'll leave you with that. So cut those bags loose. Cut those false beliefs about yourself loose. Let them go. Soar. Take off. Do amazing things. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back, I think. I don't know. Am I back yet? I will be back in a moment. They went on for longer than I thought they would. I mean, I didn't expect Spirit to go off into that tangent, that subject. But we were talking about false beliefs. And so if you're with me today, and I know I'm on a whole different tangent today than I normally would be, we're going to do a meditation based on that. And it's, well, they gave me the meditation to do, so I thought I would give you the meditation. Give me a moment. Let me get back into my body a little bit more so I can do this. I know it's like I get a little spaced out when I channel. And so we'll do that. We'll approach that in a second. We'll do the meditation if you're willing to it. And then we'll talk through an article about false beliefs. And we can go from there, okay? I'm just kind of clearing. That was pretty deep. They took me under that time to kind of get me out of the way. And so it takes me a minute to get back into my consciousness after Spirit talks through me. But it was fun. You know, and I never remember what they say afterwards. It's like it goes away, just leaves me. Okay, so let me pop up the meditation as part of my writing. And the book I'm working on is Messages from Source. And it's about letting go of your beliefs. Now, this is kind of unedited version of it. So what I'm going to do is kind of go through it. And if you want to join with me, don't be driving. Please don't drive and do this, right? And I am going to do a YouTube video, and I'll post it when I get it done so that you can do this and listen to it. And if you want to record, actually, being here, you can listen to it again if you want to go back and listen to it another time. I don't think you can record it off of here. I'm not sure. I think there is an audio file. Okay, let me do this. Okay, so when you're comfortable, and if comfortable, close your eyes. Start taking a series of deep breaths. As you take the breath in, count to seven and focus on each number. Focus now on the body as you begin to inhale. Notice the changes in your upper body as you inhale. As you exhale, feel the body relax and any tension or anxiety being released. With each inhale and exhale, notice the body being more and more relaxed. As the body begins to relax, the mind will also relax, and you'll let go of thoughts that may drift through from and distract. If outside thoughts persist, then honor them and ask them to return when the session is over. Imagine those thoughts being placed on a leaf in the river and drifting downstream. When you have repeated the breathing pattern of inhaling and exhaling and feel comfortable in your both body and mind, focus your attention on the top of your head. And I'll give you a couple of minutes if you want to do that. Just to inhale deeply and exhale deeply. So inhale and exhale. And the body should begin to relax and feel more comfortable. So pay your attention. Focus your attention to the top of your head. This is called the crown chakra. You pretend, imagine, or visualize a soft angelic light resting on the top of your head. Feel the soft glow of that light and the soothing, loving energy from that light. Feel the glow of that light flow and cover your head. Feel the light massage your forehead, your cheeks, and the back of your head, and the area around your mouth. Feel the light penetrate inside your head into your brain. Feel the light gently releasing any tension or anxiety that you are carrying on the inside of your head. You feel all stress and anxiety washing away from your mind and brain. Slowly move the light down your body, the chest, the back, the abdomen, and legs. Feel the light massage and release tension from those areas. The muscles relax, the chest cavity relaxes. Feel the light penetrate the trunk and the arms. The light massages the organs, the heart, the liver, the kidneys, and the intestines, and all other organs. The organs release tension and stress. You feel this release down to the cellular energy. Your body and mind begin to completely relax. Feel the energy move down both the inside and outside of your legs and feet. The legs and feet let go of tension and stress. As this divine energy passes through your feet, it pulls out of you any negative energies, any frustrations, any fears that may be lingering in your body. Now feel your body completely relaxed in a very comfortable and peaceful state. Visualize, imagine, or pretend that you're standing at the top of a staircase. There are 10 steps on the staircase. In a moment, you're going to walk down that staircase. With each step you take, you will go deeper and deeper into your subconscious mind, deeper into a place to identify your false beliefs and change them. Free yourself from any expectations. Allow your mind and soul to be open to change. Starting with your left foot, step number 9. And then the right foot 8, left foot 7, right foot 6, left foot 5, right foot 4, left foot 3, right foot 2, left foot to the 1. Now you're standing at the bottom of the staircase in a beautiful long hallway with beautiful pictures on the walls. Visualize this magnificent hallway and all that is in it. Look down at the floor. Is there a carpet or a hardwood floor? What are the colors? Are there mirrors on the wall? Can you see yourself in the mirror? Smile into the mirror. See your face light up. See all the tension, stress fade away as you see yourself smiling. Looking down the hallway, you will see many doors. As you walk past these many doors, one of them will catch your attention with a light under the door. Take a moment to focus on your issue that brought you to this door. Ask Source, God, to reveal to you the personal belief that is holding you back from manifesting life you want. Open the door and walk in and see a beautiful room. This is your personal safe space to find answers and take comfort. Close look at the furnishings. Are there chairs or sofas? What is on the walls? Are there pictures or mirrors? Is there a bookcase or tables? What is the appearance of the floor? Is there wood flooring and carpets? Notice if there is a movie or TV screen to look into. Find a comfortable place to sit. there will be either a chalkboard or another object to write on. Begin to write the following words. My limiting belief is, complete the sentence. My limiting belief is, write down the next series of words that come to you. Take a moment and reflect on that belief. You may have to repeat this process, saying that sentence a number of times so you can get to it, eliminating beliefs that feels true to your issue. Your purpose here is to change your beliefs, so the next part of this exercise is very important. When you realize that the belief you wrote down is your is about your core issue, then proceed to erase the belief. You're not going to install into your consciousness, I believe. Proceed to release that belief. Go back to the object that you were writing on and write, the belief that will serve my highest purpose is. The belief that will serve my highest purpose is. Generally, this will be an opposite belief than the one you identified as your core issue. Belief. Continue to complete that sentence till a new belief resonates with your higher self. Allow those words to come off the page and move towards you. See the words moving to your heart area, your heart chakra. If you are uncomfortable with your new belief, let your heart chakra absorb those words. Feel those words multiply into millions of statements. Imagine you could actually feel the energy of your new belief enter into your cellular system, even your DNA. Take a moment and completely allow that new belief to be permanently yours. Repeat this belief exercise till you are comfortable with the results. When you're ready to exit the room, you will go back to the staircase, climb the stairs, and at this point, you will come out in a quiet, peaceful place. Let me count you back from zero being in a relaxed, comfortable state, and then five being back and aware of the room. So it's 0, 1, start to open up your eyes, 3, becoming more aware of the room, 4, coming back into the room, and then 5, wide awake. So that's the exercise. That's the meditation that I've been working on. And I just, you know, you can go back and listen to it. And I will do a YouTube video of it, and I'll give you the YouTube address. So if you're so inclined to do this, and that was the unedited version, but you got the concept that that's what we're working on, is we're working on changing your core beliefs that don't reflect who you are. And this is the kind of thing that you can repeat over and over again. You can go to that space, that peaceful space, and you can, again, work on those core beliefs that may be limiting you. Okay, and I have an article that along that line. Now I was expecting callers, so I got lots of time. So if you want to call in, I left myself quite a bit of time for you to call in, and we can kind of go over some of the things that you wanted to talk about, maybe talk to spirit guides, maybe talk to your ancestors if you're so inclined to do that. But let me get into an article I found rather interesting. It's called Spirituality and Health, 7 Ways to Change Negative Beliefs About Yourself. And it's pretty much in the same category that I've been talking about. And you'll find that some of the things that they discuss here are very similar to what I've been talking about. I've been talking about this for a long time, and I've worked with people in this form of hypnotherapy or guided meditation to do this practice. So if you're interested in a private session where we can work on your personal beliefs and change those that are limiting you, on the Blog Talk Radio page, on episode information, there is my website, my email address, even my phone number. Now, normally, not to do too much of the commercial thing here, but normally I would charge, depending on the situation, you know, because I'm always flexible with people, but normally a session is $90. But since you know, my listeners, I'll give it as a dollar a minute. So that's normally going to be about $55 to $60, depending on the situation. But we would set that ahead of time. I wouldn't, you know, if you're going to do a session, we'll set it at $60. That's normal for this sort of thing. But that's for you folks. And yeah, so let's get to the article. That's my little plug. And if you're interested in working on your beliefs, eliminating those false beliefs about yourself and moving forward. Now, even in the when I work with people, we also go to where it came from. Where did that come from? Where did you get that false belief? Where in your history did that come from? And it's a little more in depth than that meditation. The meditation is part of a session, but it's not the complete session, because what we're working on is taking you to a place where did this come from? Where did this false belief? Identifying it and then eliminating it. Okay, so let's get to the article. Unless you want to talk to me, I'm open. Okay. And this is by Michelle Rosenthal. And I don't know, but if the article is in the website. I always try to look up a little bit about the writer. Yes, Michelle is a popular keynote speaker, award-winning blogger, award-nominated author. You like all that? Certified professional coach, host of the radio program Changing Direction. And she's also the author of Before the World Included, Conquering the Past and Changing the Future. So Michelle Rosenthal is the writer of this article. I'll give her a little credit for putting this article together. So in the fourth grade, I was placed in an advanced math group. This is Michelle. Okay, with four other students. Every day, we gathered around the circular table at the back of the classroom and learned algebra. That's pretty good. At fourth grade, I wasn't anywhere near algebra. How about you guys? You know, like algebra, really? Yeah, that wasn't my favorite subject. Being part of this special group felt good. When it came to math, I was calm, confident, and competent. One day, the teacher announced a math quiz, 12 additional problems, simple equations containing four numbers each, to be done in 6 minutes. These are very easy, the teacher explained, and if you can get all 12 correct, if you can't get all 12 correct, you're just plain stupid. Yeah, stupid. Not me. I set out to answer all 12 problems correctly. This was the first timed math test, and I quickly discovered I didn't know how to judge how long to spend solving each problem. I tried to add as fast as possible, never felt I could trust the resulting sums. I began to panic. My mind froze. The numbers swam. I couldn't think. By the time the teacher told us to put down our pencils, I had placed numbers in each box, but I knew they were all wrong. The next day, our tests were handed back. At the bottom of mine, written in enormous red numbers, negative 12, complete and total failure. I walked home carrying my test, crying all the way. Now, before I go further into her article, which is really kind of like, has anything ever happened to you like that, where you've had this thing where you just failed? Like, and you were told ahead of time, if you fail, you're stupid, you're dumb, you're a loser. Like, if you can't do this, you're a loser, right? We've all gone through that at some point in our life. And that's that negative belief that we developed about ourselves. And she had this negative. And that's at the perfect age. Fourth grade is about 9 years old. And you're still very open. Your mind is still very open. You're still a sieve for thoughts and beliefs about yourself. So she was open to this idea of being stupid. Now, we all are. Generally, that will close down, and you have more critical thinking when you get into your early, late adolescence, early teens, 12, 13. You know, they call that age of, you know, more critical thinking. So up until that time, you're much a sieve to whatever people are telling you. So let me move on with her story. When I look back, I tell you that it was that day as I formed and accepted the belief, I can't do math. It's a belief that continues today. Ask me to do even the most simple math problem in my head and I'll scramble for a calculator. Wait a minute, here we go. Utterly convinced I can't add or subtract with any accuracy. Now, I think we all kind of go through that in certain things in our lives where we're told you're stupid. You can't do this. You can't do that. So this is the next part. Let me go on with her story because this really gets into what I was talking about, was the idea that you can change this. And she has some ideas. Now, in hypnotherapy, what I would do for that kind of situation is take her back to that place and see herself doing it correctly, seeing having all the answers, being calm, you know, kind of reprogramming the situation so that she saw herself doing it correctly, that turning in the paper and getting it back the next day 100%, resetting the situation. Because actually, your consciousness does not know the difference between imagination and reality. So in your imagination, you can reprogram yourself to believe something different. And you can reset that belief system fairly quickly. So she talks about creating an affirmation. Now, again, I might differ slightly and then what she would say here, because I believe it needs to be done on the subconscious level. I believe all of this needs to be done at the subconscious level. That's why I did a meditation on this, because, or if you go into a more of a therapeutic approach, where you're going into and just, you know, figuring out where this came from and dealing with it, you go deep. You go deep within yourself. Okay, so to change these beliefs. So let me go back to her article. Now, these are things you can do on your own, and they help. Because, you know, in the Abrahamic teachings, it talks about a thought. A belief is nothing more than the thought that you continue to speak. A belief is nothing more than the thought that you continue to think. So if you think you're stupid and you continue to think you're stupid, that becomes your belief. But if you continue to think, I'm smart, I'm brilliant, like in her article here, if you join me late, then that's your belief system. If you've ever tried to, this is, you know, back to the article, create an affirmation. If you ever tried to use affirmations, you know that can be tough to believe in initially. That's, again, that's that thought. That thought is, it has to be a repetitious use of an expression, okay? It has to be spoken more and more and more and more so that it can become, go into your subconscious mind. Okay, but she suggests you do this. Identify a belief you want to change and construct a question around it. Ask yourself the question repeatedly when you wake up and just before you go. Don't look for the conscious answer. Let your brain's activating system, a network of nerve pathways that meditates your overall level of consciousness, initiate a scan for solutions. So you're asking yourself, why do I have this problem? Why do I have this belief about myself? What's going on here? No, that's what she's talking about, an affirmation. So she's talking, pose a question, let your brain immediately start looking for an answer. For example, in my evolution, the question looks like, why am I able so easily and comfortably and accurately calculate sums? So she's putting it into a positive place. Why should I feel really good about myself? But also you could address the other side of it. Why do I have this problem? What is my belief about this? What is my belief? Where did my belief come from that limits from me from attracting money, finding love, whatever it is? And then her next point is drop your assumptions. Having a belief that something that happened in the past will always happen that way in the present or future creates a fantasy that holds you back. Past lack of success in no way predicts or affects the outcome of your action this time around. carrying that false belief about yourself or your situation or you as a person, like, oh, I'm stupid, I'm lazy, I'm this, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too this, I'm too that, I grew up on the wrong side of the tracks. That's the past. It doesn't mean it has to be your future. So you have to stop those assumptions. You have to replace them. See, I believe in replacing, not just saying, well, I'm going to stop thinking that I'm dumb or I'm stupid. I'm going to stop thinking that. But you have to replace that with something. You have to replace it with, I'm smart. I'm really intelligent. I have a lot going on for me. I am perfect for who I am right now. I am perfect for the life I'm living right now. That's a nice way of putting it. I am perfect for the life I am living right now. And she talks about transforming resistance. Sometimes you're going to get resistance to that. So it's resistance. I'm not going to read too much more of hers, but I'm going to kind of jump on my own thing here a little bit. Resistance is something that you set up because your body has to be in harmony with the words that you speak. So if you're saying something about yourself and your body is reacting to it in a negative way, you're not feeling good about it, then you need to change your feeling. You need to reverse that feeling process. And that's what we've been talking about, because there has to be a congruency between your feelings and your thoughts, your feelings and your thoughts. When you say to yourself, I am brilliant, your feelings, your body have to be congruent with that. If they're not, then you need to be doing some work on yourself. You need to be changing your beliefs, working on your beliefs about yourself so that both your body, the internal process, your mind process, because your mind is telling your body, no, no, that's not true. No, that's not true. So you get there. So listening to your body is really important in this process. I'm throwing a lot of information at you, I know, all at once. And I've kind of really been trying to emphasize the idea that this is really, to me, one of the most important things that people can work on is changing those false beliefs that you started with as a small child and actually have overlaid throughout the years and built that belief up. And it started off as a little belief about yourself, like the lady in the article said, I am stupid. Okay? And she compounded that throughout her whole life to the point where she's in frozen form when she tries to do math, or at least she was. Now, I'm assuming that she's got to overcome that fear, overcome that negativity. And now she's in a really good place. So I encourage you, if this is important for you to change those beliefs, find someone that can help you. Whoever it is, a therapist, a hypnotherapist, a life coach, somebody that can assist you overcoming those false beliefs about yourself. If it's not me, seek out somebody local that can do that. I'd love to help you. And my information is there, and we can actually do it on Skype or Facebook video so that we can actually, you know, I can see you and work with you on that particular subject. Love to do it. This is one of my favorite things to do, and I think it's really, really important in making a difference in people's lives is to rid themselves of false beliefs and inculcate within them new beliefs that really benefit their future. Because we all want to strive. We thrive. We all want to grow. We want to develop new things in our lives. We want to reach that plateau that we've been seeking for a long time. And we can get there. So I had fun today. Now, this is different. I know. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk to spirit guides and talk to your ancestors or do whatever you do, But I love doing this. So I love you guys. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye.